It's time for Mason's Media Musings with your host, Andrew Mason.
It's the Divisional Week edition of the Media Musings. I'm Andrew Mason, and thanks for joining me. Of course, this week it's a little bit unusual at Dove Valley because it's a playoff game, and that means quite the media crowd in the locker room and then at press conferences as the Broncos get ready for the Colts. But even for a playoff game, it was a bit unusual in that you had a horde of Indianapolis media arriving at Dove Valley. Why? Well, I'm sure you can guess why, of course. It's Peyton Manning going up against the Colts for the third time. So a lot of the Indy media came in, and frankly, they were trying to get Peyton Manning to take the bait on playing up the Manning versus his old team showdown, Manning versus Andrew Luck showdown. To his credit, and being the wily 17-year veteran that he is, Peyton Manning did not take the bait. You know, he kept emphasizing that it's not about him versus Andrew Luck. It's not about him versus his old team, especially because it's the third time around. It's about him versus the Indianapolis defense, which has changed almost entirely in terms of coaching and personnel since he left. So, you know, there's going to be a storyline that's advanced throughout national media and even some local media this week. But really, you know, the whole Manning Luck, Manning versus the Colts thing, it's kind of overblown in my opinion. But that being said, it's a big game, and that's why Jim Nantz, Phil Simms, and Tracy Wolfson will be here as CBS's number one crew to chronicle the game. It's far from the first time that a top broadcast crew has been in Denver for a Broncos playoff game. That's pretty standard over the years. But if you want to look back at some of those past playoff games, you don't have to wait for Sunday and clips to be shown during the CBS broadcast. You can just click around DenverBroncos.com right now, because we've got a countdown of some of the best Broncos divisional playoff games in team history. Jim Saccomano, the former vice president of communications and PR maven, and the guy who's seen pretty much every Broncos home game since they started back in 1960. You know, Sacco has the voiceover and tells you the stories of those Broncos playoff games, and we've got highlights from NFL Films' coverage of those games. So just click around DenverBroncos.com and look for a new game every day leading up to the Broncos showdown with the Colts. But that's not all to get ready for Broncos-Colts, and to get you ready for the game, we're going to go through the programming available on Broncos Partners in the next few days. Thursday night at 7 p.m., turn up the radio to KOA AM 850 or click over to DenverBroncos.com or the Broncos 365 app for Bud Light Broncos Primetime, live from Buffalo Wild Wings at Park Meadows. Join me, Andy Lindahl, David Treadwell, and ESPN.com's Jeff Legwold to discuss all things Broncos. That's 7 to 10 p.m. Thursday on 850 KOA and DenverBroncos.com. Friday, you stick on DenverBroncos.com to get ready for the game with two preview segments, one from myself, Chris Hall, and Phil Milani, and another with the voice of the Broncos, Dave Logan. Then at 9:30 p.m., click over to Fox 31 for this week's Fox on Fox, where the head coach previews the big game with the Colts. If you miss any of the show, be sure to catch all the segments Saturday right here on DenverBroncos.com. Then on Sunday, it's game day. At 9 in the morning, get your day started with Broncos Game Day Live on 9 News. Host Rod Mackey will be joined by Dave Logan, Susie Worgen, and Sam Adams. They'll have three special guests. Jim Saccomano with a look back at Broncos history, defensive lineman Malik Jackson, and finally, the architect of today's Broncos and many great comebacks of the Broncos past, John Elway. Then at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, grab your laptop or your device and join us right here on DenverBroncos.com for Broncos TV Live, presented by Microsoft. I'll be joined by Chris Hall, Phil Milani, and KOA's Andy Lindahl live from behind the south end zone at Sports Authority Field. And if you're at the game, all you have to do is look up at the scoreboards, and we'll break down everything you need to know about the do-or-die game. As usual, plenty to get you ready, so stay tuned to DenverBroncos.com and Broncos Partners, and I'm sure you're looking forward to the game as we are right here. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.